I'm at a service in the Serbian Orthodox Church in London, the heart of their community. A couple of Serbs are standing quiet in the back, closing their eyes as they listen to the chants. Here, old Serbian history and traditions are highly valued. But thanks to the candidacy status given to the Balkan country beginning of March, it's been granted a sneak peek into its future.
The Serbs are looking forward to entering the European Union and to exchange their experiences and their values with other European nations.
The Serbian ambassador to the UK, Dr. Dejan Popovic, is happy that the many reforms Serbia has gone through over the last 10 years are now being recognized by the EU countries. Serbia was supposed to get the candidature in December last year, but it was delayed because of the relations with Kosovo. Kosovo declared the independence from Serbia in 2008, and Serbia still hasn't recognized it. According to Dejan Popovic, the months between December and March were good for the process of improving the relationship between the two Balkan capitals.
Speaking about the reconciliation processes in the region and the normalization of the relations between Belgrade and Pristina is definitely an important aspect of these processes.
Even if Serbia now is one step closer to becoming a member of the EU, no one can tell when exactly they will reach the final destination. It could be a matter of 5 to 10 years. The Economist magazine's Balkan correspondent Tim Judah says that many critics think that candidacy itself means nothing, something he disagrees with.
Candidacy is really like a green light. It just means now Serbia can progress to the next stage. The real problem, though, is Kosovo and relations with Kosovo.
The political history of Serbia seems to weigh down the shoulders of many Serbs. I spoke to 22-year-old Alexander, who moved from Serbia to EU member Sweden 2.5 years ago. Over Skype, he gives me an insight into what this candidacy status means to a young Serb.
I'm tired of discussing about history and I just want to move forward. Being the part of EU means much, much more possibilities. Everything is going to be much more easier and I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.